I certainly do not want to enter this debate on the side of Plato. My argument here is for the reality of the laws of nature, in opposition to the modern positivists, who accept the reality only of what can be directly observed. When we say that a thing is real, we are simply expressing a sort of respect. We mean that the thing must be taken seriously, because it can affect us in ways that are not entirely in our control, and because we cannot learn about it without making an effort that goes beyond our own imagination. This much is true, for instance, of the chair on which I sit, to take a favorite example of philosophers, and does not so much constitute evidence that the chair is real, but is rather just what we mean when we say that the chair is real. As a physicist, I perceive scientific explanations and laws as things that are what they are and cannot be made up as I go along, so my relation to these laws is not so different from my relation to my chair, and I therefore accord the laws of nature, to which our present laws are an approximation, the honor of being real. This impression is reinforced when it turns out that some law of nature is not what we thought it was. An experience similar to finding that a chair is not in place when one sits down. But I have to admit that my willingness to grant the title of real is a little like Lloyd George's willingness to grant titles of nobility. It is a measure of how little difference I think the title makes. This discussion of the reality of the laws of nature might become less academic if we made contact with other intelligent beings on distant planets, who had also worked out scientific explanations for natural phenomena, would we find that they had discovered the same laws of nature? Whatever laws were discovered by extraterrestrials would naturally be expressed in different language and notation. But we would still ask whether there is some sort of correspondence between their laws and our laws. If so, it would be hard to deny the objective reality of these laws. Of course, we do not know what the answer would be, but here on Earth we have already seen a small-scale test of a similar question. What we call modern physical science happened to get started in Europe at the end of the 16th century. Those who doubt the reality of the laws of nature might have guessed that just as other parts of the world have kept their own languages and religions, so they would also have kept their own scientific traditions, eventually developing laws of physical science completely different from those of Europe. Of course, that did not happen. The physics of modern Japan and India is the same as that of Europe and America. I admit that this argument is not entirely convincing because the whole world has been profoundly influenced by other aspects of Western civilization, from military organization to blue jeans.